Okay. So again, what we're looking at is no same tam bar no same tam, which is here on page Reish Mem Zayin, going on to Reish Mem Ches. I think I have an extra copy here. Does anybody need this? Well, I'll leave it here on the table. And we were studying the Ramah in Yoredeya Simon Sadi He. So the Ramah Paskins, if you recall, like the Shita of Tosfos and the Ran, that there's no not bar not in the case where the two tamim of basar and cholov mix simultaneously. Right, because not bar not only applies when we call it the stop. Do you remember the stop theory? You know, it's eino omid litzarif. The tam of the basar gets stuck, so to speak, at station number one in the dogim. But if the two tamim of basar v'cholov mix simultaneously, which is called miyad, that means it's only litzarif. As soon as the blia comes into the world, it's already the tam balua now is niflat, and it already enters into the opposite tam and mixes therein, then we don't apply the principle of not bar not, because it's omid litztarif mitchilas habliya, mitchilas hapleito. So that's what the Ramah writes, and he paskins against the Mechaber in a case of hudchu karo shel basar b'yorah cholevus. Then the Ramah says, oh, so wait a minute. So how do I know for sure that the Ramah is paskining like the second explanation of Tosfos and the Ran? Right? If you remember, in the first answer of Tosfos, we had the principle called shteak karos nogos zubazu. Maybe that's what the Ramah is paskining like. Or in the first answer of the Ran, we had a mixture of tam bos and tam cholov in the water. Not that the water is bolea and receives these two tamim, but the two tamim mixed together in what ambiance, in what background, in the Mayan. So that was the Ran's first explanation. So let's go slowly. It's impossible to identify the Ramah with the first answer of Tosfos, because the Ramah says that if he pours from a kli rishon, well, what's the exact language here? Im ira kli rishon shel basar al kli chalav, is then it's, if everything is ben yomo, it's asur. There's no negia here in this case. That's crystal clear. He's just pouring from one pot into another. There is no contact between the two pots. At this point, I must submit to you that the Ramah, if he accepts Tosfos, it's not the first explanation of Tosfos, but rather the second explanation of Tosfos. And it all depends upon whether it's miyado, mizeh, or zeh. Now, we had a problem because we didn't understand why in the case of ira mi kli rishon shel basar al gavi kli rishon shel cholov, why is that us, or where's the miyad? L'chori you have a tam cholov and a tam basar that at one point in time are separated one from the other, and then subsequently they mix. And when they're separated from one or the other, we can say not bar not de tera. So the answer we suggested is that from the moment of irui, when the tam itself is leaving the kli rishon of basar, that tam of basar is immediately mixing with the tam of cholov. As soon as it hits ground, what's the phrase we want to use, right? as soon as it touches ground. So again, even though the tchilas blia of the cholav in the kli, or the tchilas blia of the basar in the kli, that's eino omid litzarev, but from the moment that he pours, it's like the case where he mixes two dishes and cooks them in a kli rishon at the same time in order to clean them. So we say that as soon as the blia goes out, it immediately mixes with the other blia. And again, when I use the word blia, I mean the tam that's absorbed within the kli that now is nifla. So immediately when he puts these two dishes together under the fire, and one is basa, one is cholav, we have an immediate mixture of the tam basa and the tam cholav, because both of these kalim under the fire are giving forward their blia, right? They're spitting forth their blia.
Are you saying that the area, the pouring, is an extension of the kli rishon?
Oh, so even though at the moment that the tam cholav went into the kli, it was eino omid litzarev, but our critical moment is not the moment it went in, but rather the moment it goes out. When is this blias isur created? When does it emerge? And the answer is, it emerges the very moment that he pours from a kli rishon. Why? Because when he pours from the kli rishon, all the tam of cholav is going out, and it's going to fall into the kli rishon of basar. And that's equivalent to the dishwashing situation. It's a tarovus miyad. And then we had a case of the shach, but unfortunately I don't have my yoredeya here. In the shach had another case. I'm trying to remember what was his case. All right, Bulineder, I'll read to you the shach. And now we're ready for the next piece in the Ramah. And the Ramah says, "Im hudchu kli basar ukli chala bazachar zeh." So it means he has a gigantic vat of water. Now he puts in fleishik dishes and washes them in that water. Again, there's a fire underneath. Takes out the fleishik dishes. Then he puts in milchik dishes into that gigantic vat. Says the Ramah, HaKol Shari. That's a cinch. Why is that HaKol Shari?
Because
it's not miyad, right? It's bazech or zeh. So the moment that he first puts the fleishik kli inside, that blia of fleishiks is called not barnata hetera. Stop. Now he takes out the fleishik that he puts in the milchik kelim. So that's called not barnata hetera. So even though the mayim has received both the tam of the bas and the tam of the cholav, nevertheless, each one is a not bar not situation, not bar not to
attain. Would you be allowed to drink that water?
No, absolutely not. Why? Because that water has in it a blia of both basar and cholav. Just one second. And why is that called bazech or zeh? So one second. It's because at the point that the basar goes into the mayim, it is what? It is hetero, right? So then we're going to apply the principle of not barnata hetero. I'm just going to stretch my. So not barnata hetero. Let me just think. Now, what happens? So now we want to use the Ran. Oh, can this Ramah be reconciled with the Ran's first answer? Let's just see inside. He says, according to the Ran, and this was your kasha now, Yosef, according to the Ran, if the two tamim of basar v'cholav mix together in the ambiance of mayu, then that's not bar not. You always have to have the fish which is now the conduit that's going to bring the tam and the basa over to the kutach afterwards. But in this case of the dishwashing, says the Ran, I don't need the mayim to play the role of the conduit, because in the mayim both the basa and the tam basa and the tam cholav are being misari. Therefore, even in a case of bazech or zeh, the Ran would say it's awesome. So what's going to happen is what Yosef was saying before, that when he first cleans the fleshing of dishes in this water, the tam of the basa goes into the water. Forget about blia now. Again, I know Yosef, you were worried about the water having a blia of basa b'cholav and becoming a nevela. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Ran's first answer. In the Ran's first answer, will this water serve as an ambiance for a direct mixture of tam basa and tam chol? Again, because the Ran doesn't require miyad in his first answer. He's not interested in miyad. So that the Ramah's Eitza, that first he cleans the fleshika pots in this parva shisel, in this gigantic vat. And then the milchik ones, that eitz is no eitz according to the Ran, because the tam basa goes in and is waiting now. It's not omei litzdak, but it's waiting for the cholav. And the tam cholav now goes in when he puts in the milchik pot, the two tamim on this arev within the ambiance of the water. So again, according to the Ran, it's not that the water is bringing the tam of the basar into the tam of the Ulomav Gishya, you know, it's not like he's trying to add them together, but rather, and that would be dogim, and that would be not parnan, but rather within the mayim you have a tarovus of tam basar and tam chol. Again, I'm not going into shishim and all that. I'm assuming there's no shishim. Whatever.
So if you put the pots, the fleshing pots into the water,
right?
Clean it. You throw the water out, be in that pot. They throw the water out, put fresh water in there, put the milk in plus it. That one.
Yeah, that would be mutter coin to everybody. I can't even think of anyone who would prohibit that, right? Because the only thing you could ask is the following, that even though you threw out the water, so you can ask the following question. What about the vessel, the vat itself? I call it the vat. Right, yeah. So the vat itself was bolea. The tam basar, so that would certainly be not parnat. Yeah, because like, what? Because the tam of the basar into the kedera, into the walls of this vat, is a tam of heter. Oh. Then he says on the bottom here that's what we said, that the Ramah can only be reconciled with the second answer of the Ran, which is the second answer. Tosani tam shakaras vayor asurin mivnei shlo omad tam sheni behet and below tarovus. Klomar shebishosh and niflat tam abosel toch hamayim kfar haya omed lihis arev litztarev im tam hacholah. Oh, so this is the second explanation of the Ran. But if he was ira mikli basa likli cholav, correct? Was that the case of the Ramah? We're just curious. Yeah, I think it was kli basa into kli cholav, right? Where am I? Just 1 second. Oh. Two lines up from before the end of the page. In ira mikli basa likli cholav is then the tam haniflat, right? So there are two tamim haniflatim here.
Awesome.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Two tamim haniflatim. Now he's defining the moment of the tam niflat from the kli basar as the moment that it hits the bottom of the kli cholav. In other words, he's looking for a haflata, if you follow what I mean. There's a process of haflata, if we could use that word. And that process of haflata is already omeid litztarif, because where is that haflata going? It has nowhere to fall. It's not being received by dogim. It's being received by the kli itself, which is now under a fire, and it's producing a tam of cholav. So the tab of basa coming out from the top kli that he's ma'ara with is immediately omed litztarif with the tab of chola. And now we're on page Reish Mem Ches. He says, if there was bezech or zeh, then at one point in time, you could say that the time of basa stops. It's eino royal it's tarif, and therefore he could then, and then he could apply not by not that tera. It doesn't matter what happens later when he uses the same water to clean his milcha kapats, because kfar omad tama sheni shel basa beheter konim shenis arivim tama cholav, and that's what not by not is all about.
Omad, what does it omad mean?
Omad means stop, right? Omad losh lakatev, you know, not omad lofus. I'm just joking.
You can't follow the sequence of that.
Say it again?
I didn't quite follow the secret.
So. Right, so he has this big vat of water, hot water. He puts in his fleshing of kalim, takes them out, then he puts in his milchik of kalim. So when the tama sheni of basar goes from the pot, the fleshing pot into the mayim, it's not bar not the tera. Why? Because it's not omid litztare.
Right.
Mamish like the case of Shmuel.
Yeah. And then he puts the...
Again, now he's assuming that the mayim was bolea. Right, so the mayim was bolea a tam of basa from the flesh kalim, but at that point it's already a tam sheni of heter, and a tam sheni of heter can never generate an isa. Now let's go on in the Ramah. Kasa Ramah, v'chenim hoya klis and ishbashlu adogim o nitzlubo lifgam shelo hoya ben yomo. Nogim heter lechatchila laochla menamina sheni. So you went ahead and you cooked fish in a klisheni. I'm sorry, in a what do I want to say, in an eno ben yomo. So you're allowed to eat this with kutach. Now, what's the Ramah telling us over here? We just finished saying that there's something called not bar not the het terah, which would apply even if it was a ben yomo.
Yeah.
So when the Ramah has to tell me that it's an ain a ben yomo, it's mutter. So apparently the Ramah is implying that had it been a ben yomo, then even though b'di'evit everything would be mutter because it's not bar not, but l'chatchil you're not allowed to eat it with kutak. That's what this paragraph is about. You know, we're doing detective work in the Ramah. We're figuring out different principles here in not bar not based on what the Ramah says, even though there are other principles that he doesn't say, but they're implicit. He says, Sarach Iyud, Dover Poshet. Even if it would have been a Ben Yomo, would be Mutter. So why does he have to tell me that an Eino Ben Yomo is Mutter, as if implying that a Ben Yomo would be Asur? The Yeshloma, the Hainu time of the Kederish Eina Ben Yoma, Eino Seres Tavshil Shinis Bashel B'tocha, Bishum Dechashiv B'dievet. I can't apply the principle of Eino Ben Yomo here to allow me to eat it with kutach, because Eino Ben Yomo is always a B'dievet, that if you cooked it in Eino Ben Yomo, everything is mutter. But we're not going to allow you to cook it in Eino Ben Yomo. Aval im bishol dover acher chutz michola b'kederish al basar she'enu ben yomo lama yechasha b'dievet is neva she'yechasha k'machal ben basar v'yeyosu lo'ochlo m'chola. Since an enu ben yomo is only a heta b'dievet, so what would you have, if you had, let's say, something that has a tam basar in it, but it's an enu ben yomo, we're going to allow you to cook it with milchiks?
No.
For sure not.
So all these kashas only come up with the evid, basically. People want to know,
is this,
you know, they've already done it. Yes. They're not asking, can you do this?
Got the shayla.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
But if they ask me, am I allowed to take a fleshika pot that's more than a day old and cook milchiks in it? What's the answer?
No.
The answer is no, because no sitam lefgam is only with the evid. Here, he's saying that if you cook fish in a fleshy kapat that was in Ein Ben Yomo, then even lechatchila you're allowed to take that fish and eat it with kutach. I mean, Rabbi said there's probably nothing more practical than what I just said this minute. Because 99% of our kelim are Ein Ben Yomo,
right?
And we want to cook fish, we want to cook parva, and now we want to know if we can eat it with the other gender. And the answer is yes. The Rabbah says you're allowed to do that. Why? Because the kli is an Ein Ben Yomo. So we now have a combination of two things, of nosing tam lefgam, coupled with not bar natet tera, right? Because the fish with the kutach is not bar natet tera. But the only thing is, Rabbah is saying that if the fish was cooked in a fleshika pot that was a Ben Yomo, then we apply the principle of lechatchila not relying on not bar nat. If you have a pot that's an Ein Ben Yomo, lechatchila we're not going to allow you to cook in that pot because we're going to say that not nosing tam lefgam is only b'dieved. Now we piggyback these two dinim together. We've got a situation of not bar nat tera together with not with nosing tam lefgam because it's an Ein Ben Yomo. And here the Ramah says, go ahead. Selzayin gezunt and lechatchila, you can do it. You can take a fleshy kapat that's an Ein Ben Yomo, cook parva, and then take that parva and cook it with kuta. We're not going to allow you to do that in the case of Ben Yomo. Even though it's again not bar natet tera. If you went ahead and did it, as Yosef said, you asked the question if it was a done deal, then everything is mutter. But we're not going to allow you lechatchila to cook fish in a parva, in a fleshy kapat in order to eat it with milchiks. Unless it's an Ein Ben Yomo, that's the chiddush over here. Kamashmal Ramah, that this already is considered b'di'evan. Just like we said in not bar not dehetera that b'di'evan we'd be matir. Here, our lechatchila is called b'di'evan. Why? Because it's an Ein Ben Yomo. The od yesh lomar dehine nechleku rishonim imhachetera the not bar not nemra hecha sheres bash the dog mekarish al basar. Right, there's one shita that says that Tosfos has a shita that it's only dogim shalu bekara olu v'lon is bashlu, which always reminds me of the other extreme of the das of the yesh omrim in the Ramban, who says that even if you cook the fish in one pot with meat, you're allowed to take the fish and eat it with kutach. But here we're going to the other extreme. We're saying that if you cooked fish in a fleshika pot, you're not allowed to eat it with kutach, because the whole heter is only in olu bekara, but not in this bashlu bekara. And the Rivan Shita is in the name of Rashi that the only heter of not bar not is olu bekara, but nisbashlu is also, because then the bishul brings out the full taste of the meat as if it was a tam rishon. Hey, viyo ramol alocha. And now the Ramah wants to tell you that here's a case where nisbashlu, and yet you're allowed to eat it with kutach. And why? Because the kedera itself that's carrying the tam of basar is a tam pogum. So what is the Ravan saying? The Ravan is saying that through bishul you'll get out the real tam. Yeah, that makes sense if it's a ben yomo, because then you have a tam l'shvach, it's a full-fledged tam. But if it's already an ein ben yomo, that's a different story. But krakosva atosis b'sofa v'rezora she'af rashi modeh she'im yesh shlosha nosnei tam yesh lahatir af im nizbashlu. He's using a tsushtel here. By the way, he's not trying to say a lumdus. He just wants to show you that even though Rashi was machmir, the Rivan points this out, that nizbashlu is a problem in not barinat, but Rashi won't go all the way with that. He's going to agree that you can set up a not bar not in this bashlu. In what case will you get up to a tam shlishi? So there was a cooking, and then another cooking, and then a third cooking. In that case, Rashi will say that it's already such a weak tam that it's not bar not teter and it's mutter. And now the Rav Salvechi wants to make a parallel. He wants to say that the Ramah took his... what's the word I'm looking for? He took his cue from Rashi that there are kulas here within not bar not tera. the kula of Rashi is going to be in a tam shlishi situation where there's another cooking. It's too far removed. And the Ramah's kula is going to be if it's a klisha eno ben yomo. The kula of the Ramah is going to be klisha eno ben yomo. The nakbar not be klisha eno ben yomo domi li gimel no snei tam. Again, he's not really comparing them. They're different svaras, but the svara is that because again, you know, Rashi would be makil in gimel no snei tam even if all the cookings were on the same day. So it's a tam l'shvach, but it's already so weak because it's already a third passing on that Rashi is matir. Here the problem is that the tam itself is a tam pogum because the kli was an eino ben yomo, and the Ramah thinks in that case we can be matir you to eat it even l'chatchila with kutach because the tam is nothing more than a tam pogum. I don't know why I use the word kolish. I would cross that out and use the word pogum.
That's with Nisbashlu.
So the second approach in the Rav, which is called the Odye Shlomar, is Nisbashlu. And the Rabbah wants to be Mekil even in a case of Nisbashlu, which normally, since we accept the Chumra of Rashi, the Rivan, that L'chatchili can't mess around in a case of Nisbashlu, that's not called Naparnat. But here, since it was Nisbashlu in the Kedera of Eina Ben Yomo, the first approach is that even in a case of all the Rishonim, forget about Rashi, where we would allow you to eat the dogim with kutach, but that's only bidyevet. Meaning, if the tam of basa that went into the fish is a tam l'shvach, because the kli was used for basar just an hour ago, then we're not going to allow you to eat that fish with milchiks. However, if the kli is an eino ben yomo, is then we're going to waive that lechatchila chumra, and we're going to say you can certainly cook it with milk. And the reason is because we're using a combination of two heterim. One is not bar nat, and the other is tam lefgam. Now, what's the deal with milchik of bread? Today I think there is milchik of bread out there. Is there not? Well, am I just making that up? No, is it, you can't get milchik of bread with a good badatz hechsher? I mean, no, it doesn't exist? There are a lot of things out there that are milchiks, you know, that look, you know, you can get milchik of wafers and milchik of muffins. You go up the block here. Wait a minute, which direction? Is it that way? You know, to what's that favorite place here? What?
Zmora?
No, not Zmora. Right here on Amik Rafayim, what's it called? What's it? Bagel Cafe, right? Is that what it's called? Bagel Cafe. And it has a good extra. And you can get milk muffins, you know. Or you go to, if you're in Rechavia, by the way, this is highly recommended, go to a place called Fresh. They make the best muffins on the face of the globe, I'm telling you right now, but they're milchik. They're not exactly milchik. They're called b'cheskas cholov. In other words, they don't want to take responsibility as machshirim to allow you to eat it with flasics, because all the kalim, and it's all, you know, in the same, they make all sorts of different things, which is a shame because their soups are absolutely as, oh, did I say Fresh?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. My wife would say I'd be in trouble. I meant to say green.
Green.
Sorry. There is a place called Fresh that has a good hechsher, but I'm talking about green. Okay. I don't get any commission for this, but their soups are excellent. But you can't eat it with flasics because they tell you it's for cheskas chalavi. But breads, you're telling me you won't find milk breads out there in the market? Okay.
I think so, they can't look like a loaf of bread.
Oh, that's it. Excellent. This is a sugyim psachim. The Gemara says they used to make fleshika, breads, and I think they used them on Shavuos night. They would take grease, meaning chelatz. I'm talking about kosher grease, right? Shuman.
Yeah.
And they would smear it over the outside of the... Not the outside, I would say the inside of the oven.
Yeah.
And then they would cook bread in there, and it was fleishik of bread. And the Gemara says they made it with a different tzura. It looked like a bull or something, right. Whatever it is. Yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Zion ain loshin isa b'cholav shem yavo lochla im basar. I got very upset in my family because they were making milchika chocolate chips cookies. Now, you're going to tell me, okay, you know, he wraps it up and he, you know, they put a thing and it says milchiks, but I don't buy that. And it just bothers me too much. You know, chocolate chips are 90% parva in our ambiance, in our world. So you decided, and maybe it really tastes much better, to make chocolate chips that are milchik. You know, you use milchik chocolate in as chips. I'm not happy about that. Again, it could be that strictly al pi din, if you wrap it up, you put a sign, maybe it's okay. I would be happier if you had a different shape, you know, so you could immediately, you know, recognize that this is a milchik
chocolate.
And there, what, it would be obvious that it's, yeah. It's milchik. Shema yochlenu im basa v'im lush, he went ahead and he baked a fleishik of bread, hapas asura. And then there are various exceptions to that rule. But that's the general rule. So if Salvechik wants to know, is this an Isa Gavra or an Isa Chefta? A brisker chakira here. What's the status of a fleishik hapas? So Rav Salvechik wants to say that there'd be an afkemina if somebody made a bracha over that pas. Why? Because we're going to have a Rambam who says that if you have a Chefzid Surah, you don't make a bracha on it. And if you make a bracha, you would generate another Isur, which is called Ne'enzeb Mevarech El Nietz. Now, you could have a Chole, for example, who's allowed to eat fleishik of bread if there's no other option. That's what he has access to. But the question is, would he be able to make a bracha on it? So he clears the file. Nira, she'ainza el xerav di alma. It's not that this is a chefzadisur. What is it? It's sacha kol, a fleshik bread. So what? So what makes it into a chefzadisur? He says it's only an isa xerav. It's an isa gavra. I will pass lo chashim chefzadisur. And after immediately you birchas hanenim kigon she'ochal pas. The achkach nodelosh and ilosha v'cholav, or v'basar, wouldn't make any difference. Well, so he's asking whether he has to do tshuva or not. One second. Oh, maybe he's asking about a bracha achrona. He says, the das haram ilchus brachos, this is one of the most famous machlokas in between the Ram and the Raivin in the Hilchus Brachos, Perek Aleph, at the end of the Perek. She'ein revarcham al dvar iser lo betchila ova lo besof. Lo besof. So he's not asking about a choleh, whether he should make a bracha. He's asking about a person who went ahead and he ate this bread. Would he make a bracha achrona? Would he make a birkas hamazon? And the Rambam says that even if the Isur is only the Rabbanan, it's a chefta the Isura, we don't make a bracha and there's no bracha achrona. And the Raivin disagrees. In Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Simon Kuf Tzadi Vav, which I assume is Hilchas Birkas Hamazon, if somebody could check me out on that, the Machaber passes like the Rambam against the Rav. V'nira shedin zeh lo shayach legabe isa sheni lo shevecholov sherei eino chefzid isura. It's only an isa gavra, it's an isa gzera. V'al dover osu rak mishum gzera mevarchim birkas hamozen af ledas haramba. Now, how does the Rav know that this pas sheni lo shevecholov or bebasar is not a chefzid isura? It must have been erased on the back side of this page. But if you take a look in footnote number 126, he quotes a Chavas Das, who's the Nesivis. Lo mahani shinui li achra fia kidei lahatir isa shenilosha b'cholav. What happens if you went ahead and you did what you shouldn't have done, and you have this milk kapas, and now you want to make a shinui, as we said before, if the tzura looks different?
Yes.
And he writes the Kfar Nesra Isa Mishas Afir Venases Nevela.
Wow.
In other words, you can't take Nevela Bimata Nevela by just chopping it up into pieces. But from the perspective of Rav Salvechik, in terms of a gzera, if the gzera is you might come to eat it with the opposite gender. So here, if you chop it up, it's not, it
haven't helped.
Also, lechora, this would sort of entice us to the position that Isa Sheni Lo Shebechalav is considered a Chefta Disura. And therefore we apply the principle of Kar Nesra and Nasis Levela. If it's a Chefta Disura, you can't be Materit. So he tells you that Rav Shechta, it is Pnine Arav, says that this whole idea of, you see, Rav Shechta assumes that there is such a thing out there. I don't know. You're telling me here there is no such thing. Anyway, Rav Shechta assumes that there is a hechsher on a milchika bread, and they rely on the fact that there is a wrapper around the bread, and on the wrapper it says dairy on it.
Yeah, okay.
So Rav Shechta says that there are those who wanted to reject that whole possibility. You can't take a Chefta Disura and make it into Heter. It's already Nevela. So what are you going to do? You wrap it around and write. That's good for Xeros maybe, but it's not good for a Chefta Disura. And based on the Schavas Das, which is also apparently the Prima Godim, it's also. So Rav Shechta says that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said the following. Shapir yesh lahatir im kosov lehejal atifa. We can be matir based on the wrapping. Why? Because we're only talking about gzera. And if it's only gzera, it's not a chef to the sur, then you could solve the gzera in a very simple way by putting on the wrapping, stay away, it's milchiks. So father and son both agree that Isa Shenilosa B'cholav is only a gzera, it's not a Chefta Disura. Which means as long as you free yourself of the bounds of this gzera, then it's mutter. So for example, you can make a Shinui Achar Afiyah. You would bench after you ate it if you accidentally ate it. You could chop it up and or put a wrapper around it. The Od Nafkamina mutter lahosif mat cholav b'Isa. Now we get to what's called Ein Mevatlin Isa L'Chatchila. Am I allowed to add milk to a dough and be mevatel the milk in the dough, right? Because it's less than shishim. So we have a principle called Ein Mevatlin Isa L'Chatchila. But if we're going to say this Isa is not a chefta disura, then mistabra lo shayach beach dina.
It's not an Easter yet until you eat it with bread, with meat.
Yeah.
Well, that's the Rav's chiddush. If not for this whole chiddush, I would say it's a chefta disura
to begin with,
because you aren't allowed to make this, and it's a chefta disura. It's called nevela, and the Chavos Das calls it nevela. He says you can't chop it up. You can't be mati. Something that's already awesome.
Yeah.
But now we're saying that you're allowed to be mevatel isa l'chatchila by taking cholov and putting it into this thing, because at the end of the day, you're not creating a chefta disura. That's not within the purview of a mevatel isa l'chatchila.
You have to have an isur to begin with. Yeah.
So he's saying that the Ramos says that ein lafos shumpas im pladon o pashtida b'tanur. So in other words, you have something fleishiks, and it's cooking in the oven. Now you want to cook on the other side of the oven at the same time a dough. And the Ramah says you're not allowed to do that.
And if
if it's a deer.
And if it were the other way around, it was cholov?
Same thing. You're not allowed to do any sort of thing that we're afraid of Yazuf, right? That the liquids will somehow roll down while you're baking this bread. So whether it's milchiks or fleishiks,
doesn't matter.
So the Shach says that b'di'eved, if he was careful and he noticed that there was no ziva here, that there was no mixture of shuman, we could be matem din svek sveka. Why? Because number one, we don't know if there was ziva, and number two, even in the worst case scenario, ziva, we're assuming that he'll eat it together with the opposite gender. So the Marsha asks, I don't understand this shach. Demali shelo yochlena mikom kom isid rabban vade ravale. Right? Yeah, you can't send another suffix. He might not eat it with the other gender. He's creating a sfeik of the isur. He's not allowed to eat it. It's a suffix isur. Mashma shehevin. According to the Marsha, may achar shegozru chachamim isur ala isa and ilosha becholav abebasa reidina kechef to the isura. And if it's a chef to the isur, what are you going to tell me? He's not going to eat it with the opposite gender. Who cares? He's not allowed to eat it as is because it's a chef to the isura. But if we go with Rav Soloveitchik, and apparently his father agreed with this, that it's only an Isa Gavra, it's an only Isa of Gzera, then we could always ask the question, will in fact he violate this and eat it with the other gender? And that is a valid suffix. And the Shach says, you mitzarif that suffix with the other suffix, and maybe Bechlal it's not an Isa Sheni Losha Bechola because there was no Ziva. So here we have a real practical question about that depends upon these two definitions of an Isa Sheni Losha Bechola. And in effect, we have here a stira between the Chavos Das on the one hand and the Rambam on the other hand. The Chavos Das understood that lo mani shinu, even though it would remove the gzera, because it's nevela and you can't be mati nevela. So he apparently the Chavos Das understood that isa shni lo shebecholov is a cheftu di sura. On the other extreme, we have the Shach, and the Shach says that b'di'evet, if you baked a dough in the oven with this pashtida of basar, everything's butter, says the Rambam, and the Shach says midin svek sveka. He's adding a suffix, which would only make sense if it's a gzera, not a chef to the surah, namely the suffix za shema suffix sheyochlenim chalav suffix shema lo yochlenim a suffix. And the Marsha yells and screams, "How could you have that suffix when you're dealing with a chef to the surah? You're only left with one suffix." So if we line up the shitos here, we have the Marsha who agrees with the Chavos Das in the Prima Gadim. We have here Cheftz of the Isura, and we have the Shach who seems to assume, like Rav Soloveitchik, that we're not dealing with the Cheftz of the Isura. And the Ramah, we don't know. I mean, the Ramah says you shouldn't do it. Chayshin and Shem Yazuv, what would be b'di'evet? But what we do have is the Shach quoting the Isa Vehetu. The Isa Vehetu is at least as authoritative as the Rabbah. He's in an earlier generation. And for the Eved, he says you can be Matavi Din Svek Svek. Apparently, the whole business is only a Gzera. So next time you eat a Milchika bread, I don't know if you should bench. I don't know. You know, that's going to be totally in this Rambah. But that's only if it's a Cheftu Di Surah. So we can Mitzari for Svek Svek, the Raivin, who would allow you to bench, together with the Shita of the Shach, that it's only an Isa Gavra, not an Isa Cheftza, and therefore I'm going to allow you to bench on this milk and bread. Okay, then. All right. Have a great Shabbos. Thank you.